This is Joel Block for Motorola. Technologists and visionaries have often conjured up science fiction environments for us in the not-so-distant future. Everything, everywhere, from your car to your clothing, will be connected to everything else, everywhere else, at all times. Well, with broadband services and Motorola technology and products, many aspects are here today or within reach. Joining us to discuss his vision of how broadband will transform lifestyles and business opportunities is Ray Burgess, Corporate Vice President and Director of Strategy and Marketing at Motorola's Semiconductor Product Sector. Welcome, Ray. Could you set the context for the broadband opportunity in the next, say, 5 years for consumers, service, and equipment providers?
I really am excited about the creation of the broadband living experience. Even today, some 50% plus of households have what I would say was a broadband device, whether it's a PC, a game console, a cell phone, a set-top. All of those devices in the near future have a potential of being a broadband access device. Motorola is actually involved in all of them in one way or another, and I as a consumer have all of them. What we're looking forward to now is the networks, the services, and the linkage between those two, such that some 80 or 90% of all homes will have at least two of those devices in the next couple of years, and how they get linked together, and the things we'll be able to do, choice, convenience, no longer limited just by the geographic location we live in, the traditional provider that we used. I really am talking about all content, all services, all information from around the world being available to everybody at any point in time if they so wish. I mean, that is a phenomenal change in lifestyle. It's going to be a very, very exciting time. And I think that competitive activity is going to see a completely different landscape in this industry 5 years from now to one you see today.
Ray, with those ideas in mind, take us out now several years and describe for us the broadband living experience. How will our lives be affected by broadband technology?
If you take yourself forward some 3-4 years, we're not talking about the days of science fiction in many ways. We're talking about extension of where we're at today. It's just that this idea of the broadband living experience will be real, and it'd be real for more people. It'd be relatively ubiquitous by then. Then we have devices, the opportunities we're looking at today, and I guess this is where Motorola comes in and our enabling technology. And we're predicting right now in the 2003-04 timeframe, 60 million digital cameras, 70 million printers, almost all of which operate without the aid of a personal computer. They're internet addressable print devices, both input and output. 80 million internet appliances, dedicated internet appliances, handheld tablet TVs, video telephony, video communications has come of age. It's no longer a bandwidth constrained, grainy, blocky technology that's not really usable unless you spend $25,000-$50,000 and equip a room. We're now talking about something that fits in a cell phone, on a television. Every phone could have the potential for video, although at that time we still only predict 3 or 4 million terminals will be dedicated video telephones. But video telephony itself will be a service provided through the set-top and on the television at virtually no cost to the consumer. We're talking maybe in that time frame 40, 50 million set-top boxes. The set-top box is now a home gateway. It's not a set-top box. It's a gateway for the broadband pipe to all the services in the home, talking to all those other appliances I just spoke about. They all communicate through the gateway terminal to the broadband world. We're looking forward to an era where almost everything, everywhere, linked to everything else, everywhere else, with a broadband pipe at all times, always on. The way the broadband networks are configured using IP protocol, that's how things will look. It will look like you have always on access to everything on the planet, provided you knew it had an IP address.
Is the condition of having a constant connection to others, to information, to other devices, is that what this is all about?
Yeah, that is the whole premise of internet protocol and what's possible. Using internet protocol over broadband networks is that everything, everywhere, is connected to everything else, everywhere else, at all times, always on. And that just is mind-blowing. Everything from the computer to the car to the cell phone to the television to, in some cases, if you talk to people at MIT that even declare clothing, has an IP address and can be communicated with by everything else in the world. And there are companies that right now tremendous plans to benefit from that.
And where does Motorola fit into that?
Motorola is a key enabler for all of that. It has focused itself on the person, the home, the work team, the car, where internet, broadband, and wireless converge. And we're creating the enabling technology that will create the broadband living experience. That is Motorola.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Ray. We are indeed eager to live your vision of the broadband experience. This is Joel Block for Motorola.
This audio webcast is copyright 2001, Motorola, at Motorola.com. All rights reserved.